From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
I gotta go right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. Tampa Bay 25, New York Football Giants 23. Giants fall down to 1-7, so the season is already gone. We already knew that. We're not talking about that tonight. What we will talk about is what we just saw, the spirited effort that at least our defense seemed to perform with. We're going to talk about that last second call or no call or kind of call or whatever the hell you want to call it. And we're going to bring it right. It's real late, and it's been a long day, and tomorrow's going to be a longer day, so we're going to swing right into it. I want everybody to know that we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, at Bleed Blue Show, the Bleed Blue Show, www.bleedblueshow, the whole nine yards. Check us out with the hockey on Tuesday and the preview against the against Washington on Thursday. That's right here with the Giants as well. Okay. I have some comments. I just want to say a few bullet points right now, and that is I'll say all four quarters. I was pleasantly surprised at the run defense tonight. Actually, the defensive effort overall. I like what Patrick Graham was able to show that he can show Brady what he can convey tonight, and I also like the fact that Blake Martinez and Isaac Yiadom had a. Showed that they can perform under such pressure. I'll just put it that way. I was going to say something else, but I had to curve that sentence. But that's just me. I let you guys talk, and that's what I'm going to do now. 929-477-4171. This is the post-game roundtable show. Everybody, I want you – this is the show. The post-game shows are the shows that we have to start the clock because where there's so much passion and there's so much energy here. So this is a 3-minute timer show. And when you don't hear what you, when you know you talk too loud, talk too long, you hear that right there. So we're going to employ that tonight. We've got a whole lot of callers on the line. I'm going to start with Lady Blue right away. Go ahead, girlfriend. Say your piece tonight. 3 minutes.
Oh my God. Where do I start? I mean, the defense held their own, but you know, it's fucking bad when even the announcers, say,
yes.
How many times can Daniel Jones do the same thing before he learns his lesson? Okay? And I know I'm the one that bitches all the time that I'm tired of talking about Daniel Jones, and I really am, but he is not our franchise quarterback. I don't care. He is not these turnovers. He is a turnover machine, and I am so tired of it. I mean, come on, the announcers, did you hear how excited they were when he actually threw the ball away? Come on. Sterling, I mean, Shepard, I mean, thank God for him on the fourth down. He kept that play alive. Slayton did well. Hell, Evan Engram learned his fucking lesson because we wanted to pack his bags from the Eagles game. He made that fingertip catch this game because he knows if he didn't catch that one, people were going to really cut his hands off. But, I mean, I'm like everybody else. I'm tired of these close-ass games that we can't, and the magic word is finish. I mean, if the games were only three quarters, hell, we could probably be 7-0 if the quarters were only quarters. You know, I mean, but we showed passion tonight. It was, I'm putting this game on DJ and his damn turnovers. He just doesn't learn. He needs to learn, and there's just. I was actually very happy with the way we played today. Hell, I was shocked that we were up 14-6. And our defense held Brady to no touchdowns in the first half. I was ecstatic about that. They even said this is the first time that Tom Brady didn't throw a touchdown in the first half. I mean, I was really impressed with our defense tonight. I was very happy. The run game was pretty damn good. I mean, JPP ran his mouth off all week, but we held him in kind of check. Yeah, he made some good plays, but he didn't destroy us like he swore he was going to. But, you know, all in all, it is what it is. We knew what we were getting into this season. We played well. I mean, but we always play well. What did they say? In the past four games, we've lost by 9 points. I mean, it's crazy. We just have to learn how to finish. But I was very happy with what I saw for most of the game, for the exception of those two turnovers. Those two turnovers turned into 10 points. Yes, the refs also screw us, too. We did get away with a couple of false starts, and I did notice. We got away with a couple of false starts, but yeah, the refs, I'm tired of the game being won or lost by the refs, but, you know, I'll still bleed blue to the day I die.
Bleed blue. Gotcha. That's Lady Blue. That's what she do. Bleed blue. All of us do. 929-477-4171. I'm going to go ahead and hear Carl out on this one. What up, Carl? Give me 3 minutes. Give
Good
us
evening,
3 minutes
Chris.
Of your wonderful perspective. And your wonderful magic tonight.
yes,
you know what, Carl? There seems to be this pattern, you know, about three quarters and then 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, something seems to happen. And it seems to take the air out of the balloon. It happened at least 5 times this season already. And I want to know if you see the same thing. If you have, let me know. Let us all know. Okay, go ahead and do your thing, bro.
Yeah. No question. I will get to that. Let me just knock these couple things out real fast. Give some game balls tonight. The offensive line, I thought overall they played well. There was not one player on the line that, outside of Zeitler, who had a couple of penalties tonight, there was nobody that stood out where we just said, boy, this guy was playing bad. I thought they played. Yeah, I give them some credit. Number two, the special teams coaches. I actually give them some credit tonight because they forced a couple of those bad punts from Tampa when they didn't have a returner back. And that was a very good situation as well. And I thought the defense overall played well. I mean, relatively speaking, you know, for as low talent as they have, I thought they played with a lot of heart and unfortunately had some bad things go their way. Now, that being said, you cannot have one player basically be responsible for an 18-point swing of events during the course of a game and be successful. There's just no way you can have this. I'm looking at my notes here, and it all started in the third quarter. The game changed in the third quarter, a minute into the third quarter, when Slayton, who was open for a touchdown, Jones not even pressured, interception. What was that? Tampa Bay gets a field goal off of that. Later in the quarter, Jones has Shepard down the field, which could have been a touchdown. Maybe he could have dove for the ball. Who knows? Debatable whether or not that could have happened. That goes incomplete. Tampa scores a touchdown on the next possession. It seems like the offensive coordinator was scared of Jones throwing the ball on 3rd and 11 at the Tampa 16. They throw that pass to Deion Lewis for behind the line of scrimmage for basically nothing. So they're forced to kick a field goal. And then up by two, he misses Slayton again for which would have been, I think, about a 15-yard gain. 3 plays later, when they were in field goal range, he throws another interception. Now, I know a lot of people are going to talk about the ref at the end right there with that 2-point conversion. Right off the snap, Deion Lewis is wide open. If he throws the ball right away, it's a 2-point conversion, and there's about the refs or anything like that that comes into play. But instead, he held the ball too long, and then at the time he releases the pass, the defender gets there. The flag comes in, then they make the decision and whatnot, and then they say that, you know, there was no contact, no harm, no foul. You know, we can blame the refs if you want, but that game right there never should have gotten to the point where the referees had to decide the game, because the quarterback that was under center tonight was basically responsible for giving Tampa Bay 18 points tonight. And I'm sorry, if you're looking at the long-range vision of this, that is the issue that is in play, irregardless of the wins and the losses. And if this is what it's going to be, I know he drove them for the score to tie up to get within position, but I'm sorry, that game never should have came down to that, because he was responsible for how this game played out, particularly in the second half.
That's right. That's right. And guess what? You said it. Right on the button. That's our time. Hey, Carl, I'll be back, man. We got a lot to talk about tonight. 929-4- where are we at? Okay, 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Show. Frontliner extraordinaire himself, Wonderful Bake. Carl, give us your 3-minute deal, sir.
Yo, Professor. Yo, Daniel Jones is not it, bro. He's not it.
Nope.
Point blank,
period.
I don't want to hear it from nobody. I don't care.
Nope.
I don't give a goddamn. Right. He is not it. You can't keep making the same play under pressure and keep throwing those back foot rolling back to the right passes where they get picked off. And also inaccurate because you're throwing it on the defensive side and not on the sideline. Same difference with the 2-point conversion. He threw the pass on the inside and not towards the pylon where Lewis could have made a play.
Yep.
He missed 3 or 4 times big plays. Yes, he finally made one, but, you know, a broke clock is right one time every day. He is not consistent. The key to a good player, to a superstar player, is consistency and clutch plays. He does not bring that. He does not have common sense, poise, and presence in the pocket. He got wheels. He never ran once. He never ran once. Kudos to the defense. The defense gave up 15 points about almost 3 quarters. With Tom Brady's offense that averages 31 points, that's really the best that they could do at that point. They kept Tom out the end zone. We had opportunities. We came into the half up. Up the half up, had a big return on the kickoff. And what does the dude do in like 2 plays? Throw an interception. 10 points off turnovers. That's the game right there. That is the game right there. Bad teams don't know how to win. And we don't know how to win. Gallman, the running scheme, and Gallman, and Lewis, and Mark, great. They really ran. They really ran pretty well. I love the way how Gallman runs in between the tackles. I think he should be the starting running back. He runs hard. He hits the little holes, and he gets
big
tough yards.
Big up to Wayne Gallman tonight. Yep.
He runs hard.
Yep.
Big up to Engram. Mm-hmm. He caught all the balls that were thrown to him, at least 90% of them. I think he dropped one. I think it was out of his really – it was too high for him.
Yeah.
Shepard played well.
Yep.
Clayton played well. They got some passes to take. So he got to spread the ball around. My problem with him is his pocket presence. I'm talking about Daniel Jones. His pocket presence, when his pocket breaks down, he makes bad decisions. It took him 2 interceptions to learn sometimes to throw the ball away. I'm okay if sometimes he's eating, taking a shot, but also holds the ball too long. He holds the ball too long on his reads. If you go through your reads one time, 1.5 times, take off. I'm okay with that. Take off. Run. He ran one time and got no yards. He got a sack. That's my issue with this dude, man. And you can't teach that. Because I'm sure they're telling him when they reviewing that stuff during the week, they had a good plan because they had extra time and they had a great plan, a great scheme for this team. And you saw it was effective. Bro, we could be like 6-1 right now if we could throw James out. All right. Lee Blue, man.
Okay, back. All right, Bates. We're coming back. 929-477-4171. Check us out on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show. Azul, the great Azul, is on for his 3 minutes. Let's do it.
I mean, there's nothing really to add to what Lady Blue, Carl, and Bates already said about the quarterback, so I'm not going to really – dwell on it because we got stakeholders behind me, Chris. I'm pretty sure you already know who's calling after me. They're going to trounce Daniel Jones for the inaccuracies tonight. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to use my 3 minutes for other stuff because, you know, Chris, this game had a feel like you remember the 98 game we played the Broncos. The Broncos were undefeated and we knocked them off.
Yeah.
That game then felt like this game tonight. It felt like we had a chance. If we like what Manny Dawgs basically said on Thursday, I actually agreed with him. I thought this was – it felt like we had a chance if we competed, and we did, and the quarterback let us down. There's no way around it. But I want to stick to the positives because I know there's going to be a lot of negatives. I mean, the team's bad. The record is bad. We're going to kill Daniels. I get it. But the silver lining of all this is it really sucks. But, I mean, Tomlinson played very well tonight. I thought Devontae Downs played well. I love the way Shane Lemieux played well on the offensive line. Gates played well too. Nick Gates played well too as far as coming off his blocks. I thought the line, like Carl said, the line played well. I really loved it. And I was really impressed in the first half. Evan Engram made his catches, although, you know, how I feel about I'll never forgive him what he did in Philadelphia last week. I'll never get past that right now. But
of course not.
I've been taking it to a different level, and I know a lot of the fans on this particular episode are just simply not going to relate to where I'm going. There's listeners who listen to all four teams that we do. I'm really getting into this thing, Chris, of Tampa Bay sports right now. I really am, man. They've leapfrogged L.A. in the sense of I'm getting tired of the Tampa Bay teams beating my teams, whether it's the hockey team, whether it's the baseball team down there. And now Tampa Bay, the Bucks, they beat us. They like every city's got our number. Philly, Boston, now Tampa Bay is right there. Like, I just can't stand these teams. I can't stand these fans. They're really starting to chirp, Chris. I see them in these different blogs and podcasts. Oh, they're talking down in Tampa Bay. Don't sleep. I am annoyed. I am really, really annoyed. But as far as tonight, man, like Lady Blue said, Carl and Bates said, I mean, the quarterback lost this game. There's no really one way around it. If he makes plays, we probably win this game. And like Carl identified, as far as the 2-point conversion, the ball was a little bit late. It is what it is. I do agree with Gallman, and to even see Alfred Morris out there. I mean, this is like his third NFC East team. You know,
I was like, where are you
going? This team has to play a perfect game just to compete at the very end. We're not this team that's going to, blow anybody out. We have to play the perfect game. I'm going to sit back on that. I heard the alarm, so I'm going to sit back. I agree with Carl and Lady Blue and Bakes, man. We can keep this show rolling, man.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's see. 929-477-4171. And we got Manny Litt and Kristen in a row. Let's start with the great Manny Dogs. Go ahead, do your thing for 3 minutes, sir.
Listen, man. Let me do this first, man. The O-line balls, right? They balled today. The defense ball. Even Blake Martinez came out and had a game, man. Everything was going right. It was lined up like I said it would be lined up. If anybody knows how to beat Tom Brady, it's the New York Giants. If I ever see Alfred Morris again in the backfield, I think somebody should call the snipers and bust him in his head. Dog, he's the slowest dude on the planet. I don't know what they thought with that one. There was a lot of – he had a couple for 3-4 yard runs. You're like, oh, that was a good run. No, I know running backs, bro. He has no burst. None. He shouldn't be out there. That's one. Two, Daniel Jones, bro. Daniel Jones, not only does he fold under pressure, he dives headfirst into pressure so that he can fold under fucking pressure. I was watching this game, and I'm watching him refuse to step up in the pocket. And he runs – the one where he threw the Hail Mary pick, he rolls right into Ndamukong Suh. He rolls right into him. And the only reason why he was even around to throw that touchdown was because Slayton saved his ass. He threw a fadeaway sidearm to nobody. Slayton came out of nowhere and caught that. This guy cannot win games for us. I'm sorry. Listen, when you're getting compared to Ryan Leaf, when that's your comparison, when that's your thermometer, when that's your bar, you're not the one. You're not the one. I can't stand watching. I got one of my best friends here. We're watching the game together. He's a Chiefs fan. And the Chiefs, you know, they got Pat Mahomes. And I'm like, you have watched great quarterback play. Hold your fucking seat and watch this shit. Everybody balled on offense, man. Everybody on the, we put together a game plan for this. We should have won this game. And this falls on Daniel dumps the fire Jones, man. It's over. The project is over. What? There's no reason for him to continue the season unless we want to tank. You want to tank? Leave him out there. I don't want no parts of tanking. Bring in Colt McCoy. Matter of fact, somebody call Eli, man. Tell him to get take off his Hawaiian shirt and his Nike Monarchs and come back on the field. I can't take this shit, man. It's disgusting. And they nailed it on the head. I forgot who said it. Somebody said it. I think it was Lady Blue. It looked like they were scared to let him throw the ball, so they settled for the field goal. If that don't tell you he's not the guy, I don't know what does. Lady Blue.
Sorry about that. I was on mute. The text for every post-game show was always post-game reaction. And reaction, you know there's going to be fire from everybody that bleeds blue, and that was one of them. That was Manny Dogs right here. Here's another one. This is the definition of Liz himself. All right. Good night, Jason.
Hey, so you know what? I've got a lot of positives. You know, and I was really, really, really impressed with that offensive line. They gave developmental Daniel Jones about 3 seconds before release. The next gen stats prove that. I'm sure tonight, you're going to have a lot of the Daniel Jones supporters saying he needs an offensive line, he needs weapons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That offensive line looked really, really well. I think the game ball, seriously, the game ball needs to go to number 66, Shane Lemieux. He was thrown to the Wolves, and he held his own. Frontliner himself, Captain Bill, sent me a text. Yo, number 66 looks solid. Yeah, number 66 is solid. He's the real deal. The dude deserves a game ball. It was really interesting to see Isaac Yiadom in there.
Yeah.
He was kind of in the doghouse for a little bit, but they put him back in there. I don't know who he actually beat out to reclaim that spot. He looked okay. Bradbury had a pretty good game minus the penalties. So all in all, listen, the team played. What everybody else is saying, you know, as far as the game itself, the offensive game plan, there was a little whoop-de-woo the first drive of the game. But at the end of the day, the longer you keep developmental Daniel Jones, this is a referendum on why David Gettleman fired as soon as possible. This is the man, obviously we all know, that fell in full bloom love after watching him in the third quarter of the Senior Bowl. It's time he needs to be voted out, removed, fired, whatever. You let the more Daniel Jones, like, you know what? I actually disagree with Manny Dogs. Manny Dogs, I'm sorry. Keep Daniel Jones in there. David Gettleman will be fired.
That's it?
That's it, man. Okay. I just hope DB Nation's around.
All right. That's it. We rolled it on. Thank you. That's the definition of lit, everyone. That's the definition of lit. All right. Moving right along. Kristen's on the line. Don't give you a fire, girlfriend.
Well, Evan Engram must have heard Steve on his rant last week threatening to fire his ass last week. So he was actually holding on to the ball, thank God. Not much, but, yeah, I mean, he did his thing. He got some yardage. That's cool. Consistency. We came out with fire in the first half. Fire.
Let's go.
The whole thing is now it fizzles at my defense. Defense. Offense looked great. Defense held their own. Hats off to Williams. He did his thing. He had a couple of really monster plays. Daniel Jones needs to throw the ball away. He did it once tonight. And how many weeks has he been doing this? How many games has he been doing this? Killing us. I mean, this is it for us, guys. I really don't know what to say. Danny Dimes had a – I mean – this guy's like hot and cold. I don't know what to think. I really don't. Fold under pressure is an understatement. Like, this kid is like a deer in headlights. When he wants to run, he'll run. But when he's backed up against the wall and you're sitting in that pocket, what do you expect is going to happen? He's not even looking at the side of him. He's not looking in his peripheral. He's not doing any of that. He just froze up. I don't know. Last quarter was horrendous. I don't know. I feel so bad for us. I'm just sick of losing. I'm just tired of losing. I'm tired of being made fun of. Danny Dimes needs to straighten up or get rid of this guy. That's all. That's all. Bleed blue, y'all.
Bleed blue. That's caller number 6 out of 7. And if you're going to include me in there, I think we have all said the very same thing about our quarterback in some way, shape, fashion, or form. 929-477-4171. My man Naj, you got 3 minutes, sir. Wherever you went, I'm trying to find you in my queue. And I think Naj might have bounced out here. All right. Okay. Naj broke out. Okay, Dre Graham. You are up, and no, you don't fire the owner, man. You don't fire the owner. 3 minutes. Go ahead.
What's good, man? I mean, I hate to tell y'all I told you so about Daniel Jones. Y'all kind of hopped on me, but now you see where I'm coming from. But, I mean, look, in his defense, it's not his fault. It's the damn owner. If it wasn't the owner, Gettleman wouldn't be there. If Gettleman wasn't there, then we wouldn't have drafted him. So it's all on the owner. I tell y'all every week that I'm on here. It's the damn owner. Now, listen, I'm going to break it down.
Tell me what you saw tonight. Talk about the game tonight.
Okay, that's what I'm doing now. Okay, so somebody said they don't know what the hell happened with the first interception. I'll tell you what happened with the first interception. Daniel Jones missed the wide. Was that Slayton over there? I mean, he had everybody by like 15 yards, wide open. Wide open. And then on top of that, he think he Jeff Blake. You know why I think? You know why I say he think he Jeff Blake? You know who Jeff Blake is, right? You remember who Jeff Blake is? The quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, the black quarterback.
Played with the Jets too. Yeah, I remember.
Listen. Jeff Blake used to jump up in the air and throw the ball like a jump shot 60 yards down the damn field. Daniel, instead of throwing it out of bounds, Daniel Jones tried to throw a fucking pass while he was in midair. You can't do that. You're not athletic like that. You got to be on the ground. You got to plant your foot and step into the throw to make it go. You can't be jumping up in midair throwing the ball like that. Okay, and as far as the play where we threw that little pass to Lewis, I'm going to tell you like this. It's Giants 101, third down. We don't want no touchdown. We want a field goal. So we're going to throw it to Lewis to get a better field position on the hash mark for the field goal. That's all that was for. And some voice, man, I've been screaming at the damn TV, man. I'm in Dallas holding it down. You know, they can't say shit to me because they suck too. But I don't, man. Mara, man. I'm going to just say Mara because I'm going to get off Daniel Jones because every time I was on here, I said, and y'all protected him. Now y'all pissed off seeing my point of view now. Right? Chris, you tried to start a fight with me last time I was on here over that. Yeah, man, but hey. It's a shit show, man. I don't know how to fix it, man. I don't know, man. I ain't got nothing else, man. But Daniel Jones, that's your man. That's your man's in them. That's your man's in them right there.
Thank you, Ray. Oh, stand by for your final thought later, man. Okay, so I'm sure that's gonna be informative. Okay. 929-477-4171. That was Dre Graham, everyone. Billy Bob. Here you go. Your feelings or what, man? You on 3 minutes. Let me bleed the show.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. All right, listen, man. Y'all think I'm going to get on here. Y'all think I'm hey, listen. Y'all think I'm going to get on here and be emotional, but I'm going to be real with y'all. When that game started, we was all looking at the Giants like this team has potential, bro. Like you just looking like it's so much a positive to what you was even looking at Daniel Jones like he could be our future quarterback. It's to a point where I'm like Daniel Jones could be our quarterback because I'm still trying to figure out what are these other teams doing with their young quarterback that we're not doing with our young quarterback. I don't think we're putting our quarterback in a very good position to win. Tonight, he was in a good position to win. But then it's like there's a whole bunch of components that go with it when you see it and ask yourself, what are the Giants doing wrong? Like today, I felt like it still comes back on Jason Garrett where he doesn't have a pulse on the offense. I mean, if that would have seen, everybody doing good. Let's put it like this here. I think everybody had an okay game except Daniel Jones. But that's when you got to find the post of your offense. I'm looking at Golden Tate when he caught that one slant. Y'all heard him even because it was a pass interference. Y'all heard him say, "Give me the damn ball." This is one of like these are the type of players that you may have to get the ball to at certain times. And when I say Jason Garrett got the fire post, like you also had a running game tonight. You had Alfred Morris looking good. You had Garmin looking good. How you don't mix the run game with Daniel Jones? I'm like, find some way to get other ways to find Daniel Jones and get him in the game. Post. Let's find it. It sounds like finding the post meaning finding personnel or certain type of plays to get first downs. Like even like setting Daniel Jones in the 3rd and 16, we're backing up. Find some way to find a good third down play to where you're capable of getting a fourth down play. Stop making stuff so hard on this young man. And it's so. And I know we want to get mad at him. And it's like, yeah, you hear the broadcaster saying Daniel Jones, you have to learn. Then he finally learns to throw the ball away. But we have to. They have to find ways. It's kind of hard to explain, but Jason Garrett has to find a way to put his post on his offense. It's like, it was a good time to say, let's get Daniel Jones in the game, not only throwing the ball, but running the ball. Because the offensive line played tremendously great today.
So let me ask you, I got a question. So Billy Bob, you feel that he hasn't been developed correctly? And is that what I'm hearing? He hasn't had a chance to develop and blossom into the quarterback, the leader, in a leadership position that he's supposed to at this point for the sixth round.
Yes, listen to me, because I want you to understand. I want to say, like, does he have weapons? These are capable. These guys that he has on here are very capable of moving the balls. Are the Giants really helping him? I don't see it some type of way. Like, these players they got out here, Golden Tate, we can't sneeze at these guys, but then again, it's like you see the potential, but then you see, like, I heard somebody say, we have to play perfect to win, but it's like, I didn't see that, and we could have won with us playing just the way we played, but I just felt like the offensive coordinator really have to put his post on the game. Someone has to play.
Okay.
This is what it is.
Okay, so
it's kind of hard to
keep the show moving. I'm gonna ask everybody the same question. I'm gonna give it to the next cat right now, the wonderful B Cleaver himself, DB Nation. DB Nation, you take that into account too, man. You think that we have probably he hasn't developed the right way because he's not ready, or that's the fault of the coordinators and staff themselves.
Well, first of all, this whole project called New York Giants, this is actually a collective failure. This is what this is. Daniel Jones is definitely part of this collective failure, but he's not the only problem. It obviously starts from the top, you know, and ownership is to blame, because if you're running the show and you have a bunch of clowns having your business run into the ground, it's on you at that point to get rid of the clowns. why do we still have the clown? Why are we still paying these clowns? So, yes, Maris are to blame for that, for still having Gettlebaum around. Gettlebaum needs to be fired as soon as possible. Now, getting to the coaches, I'm not a fan of Jason Garrett at all, but tonight he actually wasn't as predictable as he is normally. It still wasn't great, but it was better than what I've seen. Now, defensively, Patrick Graham, I just want to cheese grade his face, because if I see him with the Swiss cheese sitting back prevent zone crappy ass defense, letting Tom Brady of all people pick us apart with these cheesy zones, anybody would have roasted us tonight. So I don't get it with Patrick Graham. He doesn't learn from his mistakes. And to piggyback off of learning from mistakes, I love the guys that called the game tonight, because they called it like it was. Daniel Jones finally threw the ball away like a normal quarterback should, and the whole world was watching this game. And did you hear the announcer? He said, that's all you got to do. It's very simple. Throw the ball away. Why do you have to ram your head and make so many mistakes? Why is it so hard for you to learn? He basically was talking to Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones is just a terrible decision maker, like I will continue to say. But he is who he is, though. Like, just wait for it, and Daniel Jones is going to show up. That's why when we went up, wait for it. Daniel Jones, he'll show up, and he showed up. So I'm not surprised, because, you know, like Def Listener Lit said, look, man, if you keep him in, this is just making Dave Gettlebaum look more and more fabulous, because you're the guy who fell in love with him. It just doesn't make sense. You know, running up Wayne Gallman should have been the starter. He should have been the starter when we had shit-faced Shermer. He did nothing wrong. He's not in the media, none of that. He just vanished. He needs to be the starting back. Why we didn't go out and get Marshawn Lynch beast mode? You signed this bum Alfred Morris? He stinks. He stunk for the Redskins. He had maybe a couple seasons with the Redskins. He went to Dallas. Alfred Morris shouldn't even be a Giant. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got beast mode out there. I'll take Marshawn Lynch any day right now, waking up off the couch with crumbs on his shirt. Go ahead and suit up, sir. It just doesn't make sense. O-line did what they had to do, and again, that's why it comes back to the quarterback. It doesn't matter if it's Daniel Jones, Tom Brady. If your offensive line holds up like they have been doing for their quarterback, it's up to the quarterback. It's very simple. So, you know, but also, too, Daniel Jones just doesn't make good decisions. I mean, he is who he is. I don't even have to yell about it, because you could all see it. And when the announcers are saying, finally, the kid throws the ball away, that's a problem. That means that he's not our guy for New York. He's not our guy. It doesn't make any sense. You know, coaching, like I said, O-line ran the ball at will. We were gouging them. JPP, right through the A&B gaps. They couldn't stop us. All of a sudden, Wayne Gallman gets the ball late. And then Golden Tate, again, falls on Jason Garrett. Golden Tate, whenever we target him, we get positive stuff. The man scores a touchdown at the end. Give me the damn ball. Why are we not going to Golden Tate more? We're acting like he's some no-name. Golden Tate is a baller. Every time we get him the ball, things happen. But you know what? It's not on the players. It's on coaching. Horrible coaching. Know your personnel. Have your people come in there. And number 52, Devontae Downs should be a starting middle linebacker. He shouldn't be like sprinkling here and there.
Good.
He's a monster.
DB, what did you think of Blake Martinez, Mister? You use hard as critic. How'd you feel about his performance tonight?
Look, man, in the NFL, you get paid to do a job. I expect you to do your job. So he did his job. He did pretty good for what it was. But I'm still not a fan. That's what I'm saying. You're getting paid to do this job, guys. It's not for free. So Devontae Downs is a consistent guy. Whenever you see 52 in there, they're calling his name because he flies around and makes plays. And real quick before I go, there's a lot of bullshit ref ball tonight. They called some bad penalties against the Giants.
Yes,
and
they did.
That hurt us too. Even though we should have won this game, there should have been a blowout because Daniel Jones had multiple overthrows. And again, that's on the quarterback. He hasn't thrown a good deep ball since Pittsburgh, that first touchdown. So I feel bad for big plays saying all those receivers because he missed a lot of guys tonight. But then again, that's Daniel Jones. Bleed blue.
All right. So listen. Hello. All right, y'all, listen, this is really kind of late right now, and I had another question that I can't remember, but because I think senility is rolling in. So I want to give everybody a nice two-minute soliloquy to sign off, because election day is going to be a monster for me. So let's do this right now on this Bleed Blue show. I'm going to go down the line. All the way down the line with Lady Blue, all the way down to DB Nick. Yes. Hello? Somebody said something? Okay. And so let's do this right now.
Lady Blue, give us a nice sign-off, final thoughts.
Short, sweet, and simple. We know what we've got. We've seen it. We can only get better from here, but we'll always be here to talk about our team, and win, lose, or draw, we'll always bleed blue. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Remember, there's a Thursday night game. A preview against Washington is going to be on Thursday. I want to remind everybody to call in for that one. Same number, 929-477-4171. Carl, what you got to say, homie?
Well, I hope everybody did not use up all the liquor tonight and instead is saving it for Election Day. So I hope everybody did that. as we said, because I'm sure you all are going to need some of that tonight.
Yeah,
you're going to be up there. You're going to be up all night watching that. But as we as by here, you know, the one thing that is I saw a message about this as the game ended tonight. You know, yes, we're getting incrementally better, but the moral victory thing has to end. Like, we can't now, you know, there's what, 8 more games left in the season. You know, we can't keep losing these games and keep saying, well, we did these things well, lost. We did this well, but we lost. We did this well, but this happened, and we lost again. Like, after a while, that can't go on any longer. You know, they pay on results. Mm-hmm. The Giants, I don't believe, are not going to sell shirts at the end of the season that says we're the best 2-win team of all time. Like, that doesn't work. And unfortunately, you know, we've got to be able to turn these misplays, these bad situations, we need to turn these into good results at a certain point. And we've gotten one with the Washington game earlier. There's possibly another opportunity against them this coming Sunday, you know, but, you know, we've got to eventually break this sort of hex of always falling short. And somewhere along the line here in these weeks, these have to be wins. These can no longer be moral victories anymore. Good night, everybody.
Good night, homie. All right. Fantastic, Carl. Oh, man, frontline extraordinaire. You know we got to hear you, man.
So, for me, final thought is like this. Close only counts in horseshoes and darts. No participation medals, no moral victories. It's professional football. You get paid to win. You get paid to execute. If you can't execute, then you grab a seat on the bench next to the coach. I am beyond frustrated now, because this was a winnable game, another winnable game, another opportunity to win. Now, if the New York Football Giants is not about winning, they need to let me know so I can get off this bus. And that's it for me, Bleed Blue.
Wow, that's the deepest thought if I heard all night. All right, homie. That's Bakes, the frontline extraordinaire. Oh, my goodness. That has a lot. That's resounding to me. All right. Where's my man, the great Azul?
Hey, what up? Hey, I hate to say it, and y'all going to call me crazy, but we still have a chance, man. The reason why I say that.
You're crazy as hell.
I know it sounds crazy. It doesn't even sound logical. And Carl is absolutely correct. We can't be banking on moral victories and all that other shit. And I get it. Man, one game at a time. We got Washington on Thursday. I mean, the Washington preview Thursday and the post game on Sunday. But, you know, we already beat Washington. And, you know, Rivera gave us that game. Now, if we could find a way to go down to D.C. and win that game, we're right back in this. Now, I know Philly's coming off the bye, and I know the stakeholders are like, Steve, you crazy. And I get it. Let me tell you something. This division is shot. All right? When Philly gets off their bye,
really
we got
is.
Philadelphia the very following week. Let me tell you something. Philadelphia, if somehow, some way, the Giants could go down to D.C. get a victory and find a way. I know I'm not trying to jump ahead. I'm trying not to. I'm looking at this thing one game at a time. Philadelphia, if there's a way we could win back-to-back division games, Philadelphia has somewhat of a baby gauntlet, five straight games. They got to go to Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona. So I say all this to say, and the Giants have a bye week in between all that right before Thanksgiving. I'm staying a little bit optimistic. I know it looks bad. I can't even defend this shit with all y'all said. But I'm looking at it from a division perspective, one game at a time. It's like. All right, I know we gotta get off the clock because it's getting late. Let me say it like this. It's like the quarterback has it kind of like for most quarters one game, and then the rest of the guys bail them out. But it was the quite opposite. If we could just put it together for all one game, that's what I'm waiting to see. We'll talk about it Thursday. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's Azul, everyone. Manny, final thought, sir.
I'm crazy, too, because I think we got a shot. Now, I'm looking at the schedule, and I can see some wins that are easy. Now, if we play the rest of the season defensively the way we played the best team in the NFC, or one of the best teams in the NFC, we can make some noise. Now, with that said, the common denominator, we've lost. So now we've lost a total of six games by a total of 11 points, right? You got to look at two touchdowns. How many of those came off of turnovers? That's what we got to deal with. I will take my chances with Colt McCoy. I promise you that. Give me Tanny. I don't care who you give me. Give me somebody out there that's going to manage this game. We got to – well, East Coast is already midnight. I was going to say we – they still a six-round pick you can give to Washington for Dwayne Haskins, just saying. But with this quarterback at the helm, we will end up like tonight for the rest of the season.
Wow. Bleed blue. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Wow. Oh, boy. Dre Graham, come on.
Yeah. Man, as far as this moral victory shit, I don't even deal with that, man. Because you know who moral victory bread and butter is? Goddamn Dallas fans. So anybody on here want to get with the moral victory, man, you can fly out here to Dallas and be a Dallas fan because that's their bread and butter. They thrive off of moral victories. And another thing, yeah, we can leave Daniel Jones in there to make Gettleman look bad. Gettleman get fired. But you know what? Mara is still the owner.
Oh, here we go.
All he's going to do is hire a GM just like Gettleman. So we're screwed either way. I'm telling you, get rid of Mara. Well, we can't do that. So we're screwed.
Mara's been here since 1925, man. Or some version of Mara.
His dad is gone. We need to get rid of this Mara. I don't know how the hell we gonna do it, but we screwed.
Bleed blue, homie. Be on the show.
You want to look right quick. You want to know something funny? We the worst team in the league, but the best team in the league can't even beat us. I mean, the best team in the division can't even beat us, which is Washington. They don't whoop Philly. They don't whoop Dallas, but they can't beat us, and we still the sorriest damn team in the division. How could that be? We the only team that can sweep them. Nobody else can sweep them because they beat everybody else. That's funny as hell, ain't it?
It is. Bleed blue, homie. Bleed blue, the crazy ass homie.
Bleed blue. Right. Fire man.
Bleed blue. Anyway.
Get rid of that.
You're crazy ass. All right. Let me see. Where's Billy Bob at, man? There he is. Say something nice, man, on the way out, homeboy.
Yeah, you tried to mute me earlier. Thought it was my phone, but that's all right. Listen, this is why Steve and Matt all feel like this here. I'm trying to tell you, we all seen some potential tonight, bro. We ain't trying to say that's a moral victory. We just see what we see, and we understand if the Giants can find some way to figure out how to take charge and get this team some kind of rhythm, get this offense in some kind of rhythm where they're flowing, I mean, the defense is playing great. Special teams are playing great. You see that we can be a sound football where we can win the division. I feel like we're more – it's like just looking at the division, it's, for some odd reason, even though we got fumbling Daniel Jones or turnover Daniel Jones, I feel like we're – for some odd reason, the Giants feel like they're the most stable team to win this division. I might say we might be the most healthiest team to win this – this is why we might win this division. We might win the division if we finish off healthy. I feel that way. If the Giants finish healthy, there's a possibility we might win the division. Hands down, I just feel that way. I mean, if you just look at what we did tonight, the Giants might be on their way. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Billy Bob, y'all. DB Nation, you got the final say, man.
Man. It's just a bogus season, man. You know, I mean, almost doesn't count. O-line definitely got better. And if they're really trying to make it happen, man, you got to start Wayne Gallman, keep pounding that rock between the tackles, throw that fullback, Elijah Penny, in there, stop playing around. Because the Bucs had number one run defense. So that means everyone else is obviously behind them. And we were smashing them when we ran at them. So there's no reason why we shouldn't do that against every other opponent, Seattle, whoever else we play, all those other good teams. We could do the same thing against them because they don't have the front that Tampa Bay had that we should have beat. This game should have been a blowout. All the missed touchdowns from Daniel Jones, from the poor throws and overthrows, this should have been a blowout in the Giants' win, not this nonsense that we saw today. So it is there, but again, you know, you got number eight in there. And as long as he's in there, it's just going to be what it is, though. That's the only thing. It's hard to get your hopes up when someone like that is in there. But they got to keep pounding that rock, and Jason Garrett got to get cats involved, man. Like, Golden Tate needs to be getting three or four passes thrown to him per quarter, just like Shep and everyone else. So, again, that's on Jason Garrett, though. So it's hard since we have these coaches in there who just make bonehead decisions, you know, because it falls on everyone else. So, and Patrick Graham. Got to get it together, man. How good was it to see freaking Brady get sacked by 99? You know, Leonard Williams, that was great. Then all of a sudden, he just went away from it and started playing zone. So Patrick Graham got to get his head out of his ass, man. Like, just like when they look at the screen, like, what did you see wrong? What did you see right? How is he not learning from this? I can't keep running Swiss cheese zones because any team we play is going to defeat us. And then teams already know what to do against number eight. You know, you want the ball in his hands, just like a poor free throw shooter. Yeah. Go ahead and foul the center. Go ahead and foul Shaq. Put him on a free throw line at the end of the game because we already know how he operates. So defenses, as the game progresses, number eight progresses into his usual nonsense as we see every single week. So that's the only thing that's really disheartening about that. So, yeah, man, we'll see how the rest of this Titanic goes. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. It was a spirited effort, but you know what? Look, no mini camp, no training camp. No preseason game, 1-7 season record in the middle of a pandemic, and yet got a chance to still win this division. This is very, very it could be a chaotic or a karmatic situation. And I don't know what you want to call it, but we're all in a strange place right now. We play really, really great football for 3.5 quarters every game until the roof falls in. So I think one thing I will say is that we have to find a way to finish a game. We have to find a way to complete an entire performance with everybody on board in sync the same way on each side of the ball. And we don't seem to do that yet, but we're going to figure it out before the season's over or jobs are on the line. And yeah, I have to say something, man. I tell you what, Brian Griese almost seemed like he wanted to come in and coach Daniel Jones tonight, if you really listened to the broadcast tonight. I thought that was interesting. And I also thought it was interesting that Lewis Reddick was trying to lobby for the Giants GM job as well. You guys go back and look at it and see what I mean. Nonetheless, we did lose this game 25-23 to Tampa Bay Buccaneers to fall a 1-7. Our next show
when all you guys come right back over here. Oh, the website is updated. Stream, and we're going to stream. You can stream the episodes from bleedblueshow.com. You hit the podcast button from your computer. Needed to put that PSA in there real quick. We're going to meet again on Thursday. We're going to do this again tomorrow for you guys who are not going to look at election returns or not working the polls or anything. That's the hockey show, so tune into that with Ranger Proud. All right. So, again, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know how that goes. Bleed Blue Show. All you got to do is put those numbers, those letters together. Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show. Check us out on the archives, iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know how it goes. They're always there. You can go back and listen to how funny you sound on the air and what dumb thing you might have said or what you did to make everybody laugh, or maybe just hear some real spiritual, knowledgeable fans talk about real Bleed Blue football, which is what it's there for. And nonetheless, man, I wanna give a big up tonight to Lady Blue, my man Carl, Bakes, the Great Azul, Manny Dogs, Rit, let me see, Dre Graham and his crazy self, Billy Bob and his feeling, the Meat Grinder himself, Mr. DB Nation, my boy Manny Dogs. Hey, this is what we are. We are big. We are a little Bleed Blue family here, and we come over here to have our grievances. And we listen. If we were 7-1, we'd probably still be here doing what we do, which is protect what's ours. And this is ours. This blue thing, this Giants, this NY thing that we have. You know, where we have it on our cars or in our man caves, or we wear it on our sleeves or our license plates. We believe in this thing. So I don't mind anybody coming to this room and grieving the way they do, because this is why we're here. And this is why we say Bleed Blue all the time. So, hey, I'm going to say it this time, too. Remember the boat tomorrow? And remember, hey, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.